Ari Hurria, founder and CEO of the Luna Startup Lab. We are a tech women-focused accelerator in Silicon Valley. We support female entrepreneurs come to Silicon Valley around the world. We support their funding activity to success. As you know, Silicon Valley is the mecca of a global entrepreneur and ambitious people. And we're very excited to be extending our global effort, connecting the funding region, and expanding the opportunity for female entrepreneurs. Now, with the global attention, we're also working with the corporate. Corporations also continue to seek global opportunity, and we bring the corporation and the female entrepreneur ecosystem, also many wonderful government is making an effort to create an economy where great mindset youth as well as a technologist, scientist who seeks the opportunity. So we're very excited to be here, and thank you very much for having us.
Nazywam się Ari Hurria, jestem przedstawicielką kobiecego startupu, laboratorium kobiecych startupów w Dolinie Krzemowej, która jest takim miejscem, gdzie ludzie o wspaniałych pomysłach i odważnym sposobie bycia spotykają się, żeby wspólnie tworzyć coś nowego. My współpracujemy nie tylko z ludźmi, którzy planują rozpocząć swoją działalność w biznesie, ale także z dużymi korporacjami. Chcemy, żeby ludzie otwierali się na możliwość współpracy, na to, jak dużo mogą zyskać też ze współpracy między sobą.
I hesitant to call out any particular region. However, I can speak about Silicon Valley specifically. While we had a lot of money and success, 93% of venture capitalists are men in Silicon Valley. And 45% of a fund sits in the Silicon Valley. And a part of the reason why Silicon Valley is a global hub, how all those people coming, and the money is there, the talent is there, opportunity is there. But people who make a decision, 93% male venture capitalists, even the most smartest, well-meaning people, can't make decision for the rest of the economy. And I think that made it really, really difficult for female entrepreneur to attract support from investor and them not understanding some of the important things that often falls under women. Could it be 0 to 20 years old, raising the children, family, to after 60 years, after you retire, what happened to being sick and all those elderly care falls on the women. So often those are technology conversations that women often experience to solve the problem, those venture capitalists sometimes just don't resonate. So I think that has been something I've heard over and over. The female entrepreneur the outside came to Silicon Valley and said, wow, this is so much harder, and getting sexist comment, which surprised them. So I can't say what part of the world, but I can specifically talk about challenges that Silicon Valley had, that we continue to limit the opportunity that all benefit from all the opportunity.